That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I'm excited to share that PrintFresh has recently launched their holiday shop, which is filled with a curated collection of cozy must-have gifts, which will no doubt make all spirits merry and bright. For those of you who might not be familiar, PrintFresh is a woman-owned luxury sleepwear and lifestyle brand whom I love, 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 and I think you guys will too. There's so many things I love about them, like how inclusive they are. They have sizes ranging from extra small to 6X. So there is truly something for everyone in your life. Did I mention they make the perfect gifts? If you know me, you know I love gifts. I am the gift whisperer. Some have been known to call me that. Honestly, it is my title around the holiday season. Not only do I love gifts, but I love a good curation, and PrintFresh has truly done an incredible job. Let me take you through their selection. Okay, so let me say, for starters, if you're a pajama lover, you are going to absolutely love the gift shop. The prints are so beyond. Fun twinkling trees, candy cane stripes, fox and folklore, deck the halls. It's basically as festive as it gets. Plus, they have the softest slippers that you'll be tempted to wear outside. You can, or you can't, or you can. And how could I forget to mention the dog bandanas? So you can give them a little stocking stuffer this year. I'm obviously getting one or several for my Ruby, my Rubster. Make sure to visit the PrintFresh holiday shop for a curated collection of cozy gifts. I really think this is going to make your holiday shopping so much easier. So I have a confession to make. I really love matching with my family, kind of all the time, but especially during the holidays. So I'm getting us a few versions that I can wear for all of us. And yes, they have men's too. Sorry, Stuber, you're not getting out of this. If you're ready to be cozy all season, head to printfresh.com/lipstick or use code lipstick for 15% off your first order.
What's up, my wine people? It's Helen Johannesson bringing my podcast, Wine Face, back, y'all. A podcast that is going to break down the ins and outs of wines. I am a sommelier, aka wine expert. I have killer new tips, tricks, do's, don'ts, all of the stuff that you need to be armed for your next dinner party. Wine Face drops every Thursday, so tune in. Cheers.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty. And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
Does anyone know if Mercury is in retrograde?
Oh God, I truly hope not. I hope not.
It's been a little bit of a run for you and I, huh?
It really has.
Well, we come with good and bad news. The good news is we're about to find out. The bad news is there's a 50-50 chance we're in retrograde. I know we could just Google it, but today's guest is very special to me. Susan Miller, the Susan Miller, is upon us, the astrologist extraordinaire. You might know her website and her app, Astrology Zone. Let's see, 17 million readers since 2019. And what we love about you is that you write detailed horoscopes for every sign. Not only do you pour your heart out with all the insightful analysis, but you really hear her voice and personalized touch in each of them. We love you. We love the site. We are so excited to give our listeners a little bit of a glimpse inside Astrology Zone. I met Susan Miller. I was trying to find the clip. It was either The Tonight Show or Conan O'Brien. And I was like, oh my God, I met this astrologist named Susan Miller. And she's phenomenal. And I love astrology. I'm a Gemini. I'm like 19 people. And then Emisha and I were like, we have been going through some things, crazy, good, half bad. And we just really loved you. We love your story. And I was like, what about Susan fucking Miller? She's amazing.
Well, you are unforgettable, Molly.
Just to take it back before we kind of get into it, you were homeschooled as a child.
Only in high school. I was in the hospital all those years.
What happened?
And they paralyzed me during the operation. And I had to go for physical therapy, which was grueling, for 2 years, and I couldn't attend high school. So from sophomore year to graduation, I was hospitals to correct a birth defect that was really life-threatening. I bleed internally. I've had 40 blood transfusions in my life. I hope I don't have any more, but it took a village to save me, but it worked.
That's amazing. A big village and a lot of prayers. So, but your mom taught you astrology, right?
Yes, but after I begged her, she kept saying, no, no, no. She would not teach me. She said, look, this is not a parlor game. This is serious. You have to study 12 years or you won't be any good. And you have to study with me. And I will tell you when you're ready, but you must never read a chart when I'm not in the room and you must only read for family. And I'm half Italian. We lived in a brownstone with my grandma and my three aunts upstairs. In those days, the rooms were really big. There was plenty of room. And their brothers, my grandmother had seven children, including my father, and they would come in too. So someone was always there to say, do my chart. And my mother would listen and correct me. And I did it for 12 years. She thought, oh, you'll read for your friends. But I reminded her that I didn't have any friends. I was home. I wasn't out there in school. Actually, my friends tell me you missed all the mean girls.
Exactly. Susan, you missed nothing.
Missed nothing. Totally.
And then I went to college after that. I went to NYU.
And would you say it's a gift or would you say it's an earned?
Anyone can learn it if you like math. I do geometry all day long. I'm looking at when the planets move into a position where they start communicating with each other, plus or minus 5 degrees. And I look at the chart and I say, speak to me. What are you trying to tell me? And you can't just take one aspect. You have to look at the whole chart because, you know, one may wash out the other aspects. So, but Molly, you have 5 planets in Gemini. 5. You were meant to with the world. And that's why Mercury retrograde is hard on you, because anyone who's Gemini or Virgo, you share the same ruler, has trouble with Mercury retrograde. Mercury is not retrograde now. It
ended. Can you explain though to our listeners?
Can you explain, let's do astrology 101. Can you explain to our listeners kind of what Emisha just said? Like, what is Mercury in retrograde?
Little Mercury is very clever and very articulate and intelligent. That's his talent. And Zeus said to him, you must always stay near me. No more than 27 and a half degrees. You must speak for me like an agent and help me make contracts and so forth. But when little Mercury would start wandering, because he's also the planet of travel, Zeus would say, hey, and the vaudeville hook would come back. We made a deal. And during those periods, when Mercury wanders 27 and a half degrees away from the sun, he gets pulled back. Now, it's an apparent pullback. a little bit like when you're on a train and another train is going faster and you feel like you're going backwards. It is an apparent motion, but it affects everyone. It doesn't matter if you're a Gemini or Virgo, everybody feels it. And if you work in publishing or broadcasting, double what I just said, because it rules those industries. And it also rules transportation, shipping, supply chain problems.
And how long does it last?
Right? Because technology, I feel like people always say if there's like a glitch with their something.
Yes.
They're like, Mercury's in retrograde.
You're running to the genius bar.
Yeah.
You're calling your techs. And you should never, ever buy a new electronic when Mercury is retrograde. Now you say, well, you know, they're good products. Yeah, but I remember giving my daughter an Apple card and she bought a computer. And then a month later, I told her not to get it with Mercury retrograde. Of course she did. Your children never listen to you. And she said, I have to sell it. I said, why? That's a beautiful laptop. She said, I bought the wrong size. I needed more memory, more everything. I need a bigger screen. She's a music producer. So she learned. I said, there's millions of people who listen to me and my own daughter doesn't. Well, now she does.
How do we know when Mercury's in retrograde? Is it the same time every year, every few months? How does it work?
It's always different. The next time Mercury will retrograde is December 29th to January 18th. So we just came out of it September 10th to October 2nd. We just left that. So September was one of those glitchy months. Mm-hmm. I had to have my dishwasher repaired twice because the man didn't get the right part. And I don't know, there was something that should take 10 minutes. Took a few visits, and it happens. You shouldn't insert new software when Mercury's retrograde either.
I mean, it really is fascinating. Okay, so I have five planets that are all aligned with
five
Virgo.
Beautiful planet. Have you written a book yet?
I've written two.
I'm not surprised, and you will write more. You have the Sun, Mercury, and Saturn and Venus. You've got all these planets in Gemini. This gives a quick mind, versatility, ability to turn on a dime. And I'll tell you, if there's an emergency, I would send you in. You and the Virgos are like women, children, water, triage. You know, you stay cool under pressure. If plan A doesn't work, you come up with plan B quickly. You're adaptable, versatile. You don't mind change. Where some signs don't like it and have trouble adjusting, you're fine with it. You see it as an adventure and a way to use your intelligence to focus in and figure out how you're going to like it and make it work.
I did not tell Susan to say all of that.
I'm a Leo with my rising in Gemini. So I think I'm like,
yes,
crazy.
You are a Leo. So I have your sunrise chart. But if you have Gemini rising, I'll just turn the chart this way. Well, you two get along great then. And guess what? I have Gemini rising too. So the three of us, we should definitely go out and have dinner one night. And the conversation would bubble everywhere. It would be so great. And you're a Leo and your air makes spirit burn more brightly because fire loves the air and oxygen. And that's what you give her. And the two of you are just synergistic. It's just great. And you're very organized. You have the moon in Aquarius. Oh, that's so nice. And Jupiter's conjunct the moon. Oh, your mother wanted you so badly. And the public loves you. When you have Jupiter conjunct the moon, if you see a presidential candidate or any candidate with Jupiter conjunct the moon, the public loves that person because the moon is the public. But it's also your inner repository of dreams and memories and feelings and how you saw your mother. So you saw your mother as very modern and even may have had a humanistic, philanthropic bent to her, like a sensitivity to people who were suffering in society. She might have been sending those checks to charities or volunteering, and you are that way too. I mean, this is just a lovely, lovely chart. You know, both of each other are dynamite.
So here's the thing. Black Friday is such a good concept in theory, but in practice, it's so chaotic, honestly really stressful, and not worth wasting all that energy on a weekend that should be relaxing. Enter Macy's, who figured out a way to remove all that and just make it fun and easy. I'm not even a little bit surprised that they were able to figure this out. So what does that mean? Macy's is letting you get a head start on your Black Friday shopping at Macy's Black Friday Early Access. They're giving you early access to specials on your absolute favorite brands and beauty essentials. Yes, you heard me right. From November 7th to November 19th, no waiting in line, no getting up early. It's all online at Macy's.com/Black Friday, but only while supplies last. Maybe you're someone like me who is overly planned when it comes to gifts, and this is a dream scenario for you. Maybe you're someone who leaves things until the last minute so you wouldn't even be Black Friday shopping anyway. Let me tell you, it's worth getting on the bandwagon early because you'll feel so much better when it's all done. Who wants to be running around at the 11th hour when everything is sold out and stores are closing early? I'm telling you, this is something you won't want to miss. I definitely have a few people in mind I still need to shop for. And as always, Macy's make it really easy by categorizing their Black Friday shop into sections. You can shop by women, men, and kids, or shoes, handbags, home, beauty, jewelry, tech, and toys. They literally have thought about it all. Get all your holiday shopping done before Thanksgiving and leave the stress behind. I can't wait for you to find everything you need this holiday season. That's Macy's.com/Black Friday.
30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. Isn't that a crazy statistic? And if you're among them, know that you're not alone and that there is a solution you can trust that will deliver results. That's right, deliver results. Meet Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve your hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the five root causes of thinning: stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism through the whole body health. Just 4 pills a day and your hair journey will be set up for success. They have 3 unique formulas to support women throughout all stages of life, including postpartum and menopause. Each formula is physician formulated using natural, drug-free, medical-grade ingredients in consistently effective dosages so you can get the most reliable results. In a clinical study, if you can believe this, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. Over 3,000 top doctors and stylists recommend Nutrafol as an effective, high-quality solution for healthier hair. And I have to say, I can attest to the fact that it really does work. We had Dr. Tess Marshall from Nutrafol on the podcast a few months ago to talk all things hair loss, thinning, and I recommend you guys check it out for this topic if you're really interested in it. I'm also loving their topical growth activator hair serum, which is really easy to use. And if you're unsure where to start, visit Nutrafol.com and take their hair wellness quiz for personalized product recommendations that are unique to your hair's needs. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code LIPSTICK to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is the best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, you get free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use promo code LIPSTICK.
So just for our listeners, I'm Gemini. I was born May 25th, 1973 at 9:29 a.m. in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm a Cancer rising with a moon in Pisces. What does that mean?
Love that moon in Pisces. So sensitive, so poetic. You have this softness and intuition. So you've got all the intellect of Gemini and all the intuition from the Cancer and the Pisces. Both sides of your brain are engaged. Some people are more left brain, more analytical. Some people are more right brain, high level of emotional intelligence. You've got both. And the Pisces is so artistic. And you were an actress. And you not only tried to portray the character, you became the character when you were on set. You were inside that person's skin. I mean, it's hard to explain, but there's a bonding there that is very rare, and Pisces moon have it. Yeah, it's a lovely thing. And I have to tell you something. The Geminis are going to be in the news in November and December. Jupiter was in Pisces earlier this year, February, March, April, May, first half of May. And then he left. He went into Aries, but he's coming back because he feels he didn't give enough time to the Pisces sign. And for Gemini, that's your house of honors, awards, achievements, fame. It's getting credit for all the work you've done. There's popularity, there's applause, there's awards, there's promotion. I mean,
listen,
it doesn't
Susan,
get any better than that.
I love you so much. Okay, Emisha, you were born August 13th, 1978. M was born in Budapest, correct?
Yep.
In Budapest at 10:30 p.m.
Oh, wait, I should do this then. Oh, I didn't know 10:30 p.m. Okay. Well, no, you're very good together. Her Jupiter is trying your sun. See, when you're looking at two people, you have to see how the aspects sync up together. You have to look at 20 planets, but you have so many in Gemini, and her Jupiter is 5 degrees Aquarius, and you have, your sun is 4 degrees Gemini. That's a perfect trine. That's within 1 degree. And also your Mercury is within 6 degrees. That's still within the mathematical tolerance. And Mercury is communication. Wonderful.
I communicate.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we communicate a lot. We talk a lot, Susan.
Well, you know, I'm trying to think who's the more practical of the two.
Ooh, who is that?
That's hard to guess because you both have so many ideas. I will say the fixed signs, which is Leo, they've had Saturn opposition the sun. So, Em, you've had a difficult partner in your life. It could be a marriage partner. It could have been a business partner. It could have been an advertiser, somebody who's kind of demanding. And you're like, whoa, gosh. And it could have even affected your health. Saturn opposition the sun is not easy for your health, but it only comes every 29 years, thank goodness. So we don't have it very often. And you're just getting out of that. And you will be completely, you could take it off like an old winter coat and drop it to the ground and walk away from it. It will end completely by March 7th and not be back for 29 years. And the second time you get Saturn opposition to the sun, it's easier because you've already had it. And Saturn rules maturity. And when you're mature, he has less to teach you. So you take all his lessons easily the second time. So you're in it now. The degrees are, you know, your sun is 20 degrees and Saturn's about 22 right now. So you're feeling it, but he's going away. And life will seem so arduous. There are parts of your life that you feel like you have to cut all the brush and make a path. And why is everything so much harder? But we all go through it to learn patience, to learn maturity, and it gives us wisdom. So it's not a bad thing. Saturn gets a bad name, but although he teaches through tough love, and you've just had it, but you're almost done. So it'll be a good thing. Mm. It'll all be good.
You have no idea.
Oh, gosh. You know, this could also give, is your father alive? Is he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should pay attention to him. He may have had a little illness that he didn't tell you about or feel a little sad because maybe his friends are moving away, and just keep an eye on your father. I think he would love to hear from you. So that's that. It's the men in your life that are under a burden, not the women. The women are doing okay. They're doing fine.
It could be Mike thinking that you shop too much.
The recession's coming.
And he deserves our sympathy and our help. We'll have to help each other through these things.
I would love to just, for what to expect over the next few months, like a quick
Share
of each of the astrology signs so our listeners can get a glimpse into what you shared.
Well, Aries is having their emerald year, and it gets even better by January. And from January 12th to around Mother's Day, middle of May, glorious. It's like they poked the pinata and all the gifts of the world fell on their head. I mean, it's going to be wonderful. And Aries has to know what they want, because if they don't know, the universe can't give it to you. So know what you want. Try to imagine your life like a movie. And what would you like to happen next? And actually, Jupiter conjunct the sun is very good for meeting a romantic partner. It's the very best aspect you can have. When Jupiter leaves Aries on May 16th, it will go into Taurus. And Taurus has the best year ever, ever, ever. It goes from May to May, one whole year. And this happens every 12 years. So this is special. And it also brings money. And to Taurus, if they don't have a nest egg, they don't like that. So they'll be able to accumulate money and make some wise investments, even in this crazy economy we're in. You know, they might go into CDs or something. They'll go to the financial advisor and they'll get some good advice. The Geminis are making friends that are important to them. Also, Jupiter is in the house that the ancients called the house of joy. It is one of the happiest houses in the horoscope. It's the area where you get something you've wanted for a long time. Now, it could be something like a new house, or it could be something spiritual, like you've always wanted a baby or to meet the love of your life. It's something you've always wanted. It could be spiritual or material. So that's pretty exciting. And they love social media. Oh, my God. How much social media are you on? You're going to explode with followers. That's what Gemini is going to have, a lot of followers. You get your biggest year, not in 2023, but 2024. You waited 11 years. You've got one more year to go. And it starts in May, and it just keeps going and going. So you have to have your list ready, because the universe is listening to you. Cancer has really nice aspects in November, December for travel. So maybe they're going to Paris for Christmas. Oh gosh, doesn't that sound good? With somebody they love. Foreign people, foreign places, publishing, broadcasting, and legal matters. Also educational opportunities like getting a scholarship or a grant are very, very lucky for them. And they will expand their view of life and what is possible. If they've been living kind of marginally like the rest of us because of the pandemic, that all starts expanding and they see possibilities in everything they're doing. And their career is totally on fire. Cancer cannot do anything wrong. They just can't. Their bosses love them. Leo, you're going to see some good money in your investments or commissions or royalty in November, December, when Gemini's getting all the money. So that's a really good time for you to make a deal, because you'll have Jupiter in the house of performance. It's money that comes to you from an outside source, not your normal income, like salary. It's like winning a prize or, I don't know, getting any kind of money from the outside in, even an inheritance or anything. Just a bonus. That would be definitely.
Sign me up.
Now, Virgo is going through a very important period for their career. It's going to last until March 25th. I wrote about this in my October forecast for Astrology Zone. They are a very modest sign. They don't ask for a lot. And yet the world has come to their door and wants to give them what they have always wanted. And this is a practical sign. You know, they're both ruled by Mercury. Gemini loves news. They love to know what's just happening. And they love to be the first one to tell you what they just heard. You know, when there's something on the news, they call their friend. Did you watch TV just now? Did you hear what CNN just said? But Virgo says to Gemini, yes, but how can you use what you just learned in your life? The practical side, because they're an earth sign. So Gemini being air loves to communicate. Virgo does too, but they need a purpose to it. They also have a medicinal side where they like healing. A lot of them go into the medical field or yoga or massage therapy or anything like that. Then you have the Libras. Now the Libras are getting the best assignments. They are just doing so well. And everybody in the company are saying, why are you getting all the best assignments? And they have the best marriage sign, the very best. They're doing well in their marriages if they're already married, or if they're not married, they are getting married, or they're getting benefits from their partner. Now, let's say a reader, a listener of your broadcast says, well, no, I'm not getting married. I'm not married. I don't want to be married. Well, then they can use this energy to get a good agent, partner, publicist, social media manager, accountant, someone who works in a confidential way, one-on-one with you to make you better, to make you shine like a diamond. So that's very nice for Libra. Then you have Scorpio. Oh my gosh, Scorpio has such a beautiful Christmas coming up. One of the best. I mean, Jupiter's coming back to Pisces and it's just joy. It's romantic. It's heavenly. It's either joy with a partner or also with a newborn baby or children or taking children to see Santa Claus or something about children, creativity, and love and just having fun. And this is a sign that's working all the time. So this is good for Scorpio to have another side of life.
This is Susan, my producer, Elizabeth. She is a Scorpio. She's young. She's 30.
Great.
So she's listening.
He's got to go to all the parties.
See, you have to stop working.
There are parties at Christmas. So this is so nice. Now the Sagittarians, I know this sounds crazy, but they could find their dream home in November or December. Who moves in November or December? There's snow. It's like people are wrapping presents, but the most perfect house could come to you. Something big, spacious, with a view, with large closets in the perfect neighborhood at the perfect price. Now, I know nobody's buying real estate right now because the interest rates are going up, but the actual sale of the house may be just too good to pass up the price. It may be someone who inherited a piece of property, they want to sell it. Sagittarius, you're luckier than a little leprechaun. And then in next year, you feather your nest and the love comes in 2023, your biggest year for love, children, and creativity. So this is great. Now you have the little Capricorns. I love Capricorn. And they are going to have the real estate that Sag has next year, beginning in January. I would say after the 12th, we have to wait for Mars to go direct. He's about to go retrograde. So, you know, and I tell everybody this, I write very detailed, but from January 12th on, I would say particularly at the end of March, you could find the home of your dreams and you can negotiate the price down because if interest rates are high, property is going to stay on the market longer. And I think owners may be willing to give a little bit more. So you're in a good spot.
Gray, my youngest, my five-year-old, he's a little Capricorn. He was born January 10th.
Oh, you have a little five-year-old?
I do. Em has a little three-year-old, and she was born in March.
March 1st.
Oh, a little Pisces.
I have an almost six-year-old born in, who's a Scorpio and a Cancer.
Oh, they get along great. Oh my gosh. And you are the perfect mother because Leo keeps the child alive inside. You never forgot the joy of experimentation and creativity and taking kids on wonderful trips that will expand their view of the world. And Leos are really fun to have as a parent. They're very lucky. And your children need a lot of materials, especially that Pisces. And they love to dress up in little outfits.
No idea, Susan.
Susan, you have no idea. Lily, fucking little Lily, she can wear a dress and rock it better than any of us.
Oh, and she likes feathers, and Halloween is like her holiday.
She was wearing her costume an hour ago.
But anyway, Aquarius, you're going to make money in November and December. Good money. So I'm wondering, I think it's a raise or a bonus or a valuable piece of jewelry or some kind of gift. But this is special. This isn't what you usually get. Somebody really is going to take care of you and appreciates you or loves you if it's a family member. And it comes November, December. And then the rest of the year, you'll be traveling, but not far. You might need a new car because you've got cabin fever. You want to get out of the house, but you don't want to go too far. But you could explore places right in your own state that you've never visited. And Pisces, money, 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 money. You are going to make so much money. And finally, your ship is coming in, and it comes in from the middle of January to May. It's fantastic. You know, I sent you my beauty box, Molly, the air one. Did you get it?
It's so good.
Inside is my booklet. You know, Brancher said, could you write about the next 4 months, thinking that I would only write a few things? I wrote 68 pages. And bless their heart, they printed all of it, all in chapters. And they really did a nice job. And it's in the beauty box. It's on my website. And I love new beauty.
I love that you have the products to go along with it because, you know, you need a little products as well to go along with your sign.
New products that are coming out on the market. I love the courage that people have, these companies. I'm going to go up against the big companies. I really believe in this. There's new technology. And I'm going to make a product. And the beauty boxes are fire, air, earth, and water. So I've chosen what should go in each box, and it's a lot of fun. And then you have my blueprint for the year so that you can plan. See, astrology is really for planning. I just finished writing my new calendar. And then you look on the calendar, and if somebody says, you want to come in Monday or Thursday, you know. You say, oh, this is a better day, Monday.
Oh, can you just FedEx on over that calendar tomorrow so we'll know how to plan the rest of the year? No, but this is a really, so in the kit, it's called the Fall 2022 Forecast and Beyond, the Outlook for All 12 Signs. It literally is like 60 pages. When you have Susan Miller, she really goes in depth. I also think that's what's made Astrology Zone so incredibly successful is because you really do go into a deep dive into each sign.
I do, because I really feel for the reader. You know, sometimes when I send it to my editor, because when I'm writing Aries, then I send it to him and then I start Taurus and he's editing Aries and so forth. It just keeps going. But I might say, wait a minute, I didn't tell Gemini about their apartment, their house, and I see something here. I want to add a paragraph. This happens fairly often. And he laughs. He's got a good nature. He's a Cancer. And I give him the paragraph and I show him in red where I want to put it. And then he drops it in after he makes sure all my commas are correct. And we have this talk about commas and things. It's so much fun, actually.
So how do you do it? Every month you read the planets. It sounds so much more scientific than intuitive. Would you say?
Oh, it's not intuitive at all. Anything I say, you could look up in a book. And you could see what the interpretation is. No, it's all mathematical, but every sign has a unique outlook. Now, it's very important to look at your ruling planet. Aries is ruled by Mars. Taurus is ruled by Venus. Gemini is ruled by Mercury. Cancer, the moon. Leo, the sun. Mercury rules Virgo too, because they have to share. There's not enough planets to go around. And Libra also has to share with Taurus. the Venus rulership. Scorpio is Pluto and Mars. Sagittarius is Jupiter. Capricorn is Saturn. Aquarius is Uranus and Saturn in the ancient days. And Pisces is Jupiter and Neptune in the modern day. Because, you know, in the olden days, 2400 BC, when this was all started in Mesopotamia, they didn't know about some of the more modern planets, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. They weren't discovered yet. But then when they were, the astrological community would put in white papers and have a public forum and discuss where it should be placed in the scheme of things. It's interesting. I love it. It's cracking code. If you love symbols, you can do it. I just went to it like a duck to water. I mean, I had a job as an agent for commercial photographers. I loved it. I was at the top of my field. I had just cracked Coca-Cola for the world in every country. I had written very detailed estimates for McCann Erickson. But Time Warner came to me and said, "You're really good with that astrology." Really? Why? Why do you say that? And they said, "We'd like to put you on our website called Pathfinder." Oh, that was before AOL.
God, that,
so that was 1995, 26 and a half years ago. It was almost 27. It was December 14th, 1995, that astrology went up.
I have to tell you guys a little secret that you may or may not want to hear. Healthy living takes effort, and it is more important than ever before. Change is hard to implement, but existing habits are extremely powerful. This is where Better and Better comes in. They embedded better health and wellness into our existing habits and routines. It is a really, really smart brand that I can't wait for you guys to try. So here's what it is. Better and Better is a toothpaste brand formulated to the strictest clean ingredient standards with safe, gentle, vegan, natural, and organic ingredients. They've removed all the bad stuff, the yucky, yucky stuff, and added in a dose of vitamins you need. And how much do we love that? Simply by brushing your teeth with Better and Better's energy and immunity toothpaste, you get a micro dose of vitamins, specifically vitamins B12 and D3 in their energy formula, and vitamins C, E, and zinc in their immunity formula, particularly valuable as we head into the cold and flu season. Visit betterandbetter.com to learn more about the science behind their toothpaste, their super clean ingredients, and shop. Here's the thing that's so great is that all you need to do is brush your teeth, and the absorption in your mouth is more efficient than your gut. So there's no swallowing of pills, no new habits to create, and no extra costs. I've been using Better and Better twice a day and love their other products too. They have a natural floss that comes in a glass jar and a very chic bamboo toothbrush. Zero plastic and better for the planet. Right now, you guys can try Better and Better's vitamin-infused toothpaste and any of their oral care products and save with this exclusive offer just for our listeners. Use code LIPSTICK at checkout for 20% off your first order. Don't forget, you can save 20% off your first order at betterandbetter.com with code LIPSTICK at checkout. You guys have heard me talk about the brand Seed a handful of times now, but it's truly because I love them that much. And I have to say, brand partners like Seed are the reason we're able to bring you all this incredible content free of charge. And it's only going to keep getting better and better. So hold tight, all of you Lipstick on the Rim fans. Probiotics are a hot topic and one that I'm greatly interested in as a consumer and lover of all things wellness. But let's see what makes Seed different. Seed is a broad spectrum, 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic, a proprietary formulation of 24 distinct probiotic strains and scientifically studied dosages. If you've taken a probiotic before and never felt like it made a difference, it's likely because the good bacteria wasn't surviving the GI tract. Seed is designed with this knowledge in mind, and that's why it works so well. We're talking about supporting benefits in and beyond the gut, ease of bloating, healthy regularity, and ease of evacuation. But let's not forget, it will also support your gut barrier, skin health, heart health, and micronutrient synthesis. It's about leaning into that crosstalk between your intestinal cells and your immune cells. Sounds scientific, I know, and it is, but it's important to understand how our body works and what it needs in order to function properly. Many, including myself, saw improvements in digestion within 24 to 48 hours. You may be wondering what noticeable improvements I'm referring to. Well, for one thing, less bloating. I just feel lighter. And overall, I just feel better. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/lipstick and use code lipstick to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com, SEED.com/lipstick and use code lipstick.
Have you ever had kind of like an aha moment where you kind of just doing what you do so well, saw something or knew something was about to happen before it did? Like, have you had that sort of insight in looking at?
Well, when I was writing my book, when I was finishing it, I started to cry. I couldn't even see the screen. I was crying so hard. Everything made sense. I saw the underpinnings of the universe. And I said, am I supposed to know this? Oh my gosh, all the pieces of the puzzle came together. And it was such a moment. I just was sobbing and it was overwhelming. No, there is, like, we have a tough eclipse coming. I won't hide it. And I have to tell my readers, because I don't want them to be broadsided by it. The worst thing you could do is ask for a raise on a terrible eclipse. It's coming on November 8th. It's an eclipse in Taurus, and it's right on Election Day. Mm. And it's a total eclipse of the moon. That's what we need, a total eclipse. We're not fractured enough in society. We need that too. And Uranus is opposition the sun, conjunct the little tender moon. And that's a very separating kind of aspect where people say, that's it, I'm quitting my job, or I'm breaking up with my boyfriend, or there's some kind of separation. And Saturn is right in the middle. Almost if you imagine a seesaw, he's in the middle and giving the same energy to both sides. That's considered very powerful when you're at a midpoint. Imagine a triangle, actually, it would be a better example. And Saturn's at the top of the triangle, giving equal difficult energy to the moon and the sun. So we all will have something to deal with. So I just want my readers, first of all, to clear their schedule, not have anything too pressing, because you may have to direct other people or have them help you take care of whatever. It will be reflected in the news too. So I tell my reporter friends, do not take a vacation that week. You need to be at your desk writing your copy because there's going to be news. Now, there are two eclipses. The first one is much milder, much nicer, but I do feel the stock market will gyrate, because the first one's in Scorpio, the second one's in Taurus. Those are two financial signs. Don't panic. Just pick blue chips. Whatever goes down comes up.
I love it so much. You're amazing. We always do a little rapid fire on Lipstick on the Rim. What is your favorite sign?
Oh, no, I love them all. I love them all.
What's your sign?
Oh, no, I never say, because then the readers start talking about me instead of them. I want the focus on them. But they say that the 12 apostles were each a different sign, and that Peter and Paul were twins. Is that true? I have to look that up. And that they were Gemini. Yeah. No, they all bring something to the table. You can't not have one sign. They're so important. You know, and did you know this? Every person, your chart will never be replicated again in time, space, or geography, even if you're a twin, because astrology is so excruciatingly mathematical that you can't have two people that have the exact same chart.
What's your favorite month of the year?
Oh, I love May, when the world celebrates. I love the end of April, when all the cherry blossoms come out in New York.
Favorite number?
47, my lucky number. If someone has their address or phone number with 47 in it, whoa, so lucky. My FedEx number has 47 in my account. I'm like, oh, great.
Everything. I can do a whole thing on numbers, by the way.
Yeah, you know, Imisha is obsessed with numbers.
11 and 13, they have followed me around my whole life.
Well, 11 is supposed to be the angels. When you look at your iPhone and it says 11:11, the angels are above you.
By the way, I always say a silent prayer. I know it's weird. I do. 11:11 doesn't matter where I am in the world. Favorite planet?
Well, of course, Jupiter. He's like Santa Claus. He loves you. His only job is to make you happy.
Go-to cocktail?
I don't drink very much. My bad leg, the one that gave me so much trouble, doesn't like liquor. So I will just have like maybe a glass of wine with a friend, but never more than one.
We are a beauty podcast. So what is your beauty product you can't live without?
Ah, wow. A lot of things. I love the serums, like Skin Cuticles, also the Puric Acid, CNF, but also Dr. Murad, and and so many good ones. I like to keep mixing it up. I think it's like shampoo. Your hair gets used to it. Malbon conditioner, that's for Kai cells. I'm sure.
Is this Milbon, M-I-L-B-O-N?
It's Japanese.
They're incredible.
And they
I started using them.
Little tubes. The conditioner is legendary. The Lancome Hypnose is really lovely. Mascara, but so is Dior Show and all the Dior, you know, mascaras.
By the way, Susan Miller, knowing her beauty products.
Oh, I love Chanel products too. The lipsticks are really nice and I love red lipstick.
Two last questions. Do you believe in magic?
I believe in magical encounters, like you could fall in love with somebody at first. But I don't know about, I don't do magic potions or anything like that or spells. No.
We always ask every guest before they go, if you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
I remember saying to my mother and father, I don't know what I'm going to be when I grow up. And they said, you'll find it. You'll definitely find what you're supposed to. I said, well, what if I'm the aberration? What if I never find what I'm good at or what I'm meant to be? And my father looked at me as if I was delusional. And he said, you're part of our family. Our family knows. Our family finds it. And he said it with such certainty. And of course, he was right. We do all fall into the right thing. We learn about ourselves. The 20s are a little hard because we're still learning. And when you're 10 years old and you hear 30, oh my gosh, that's so old, but it's not. People look at me and look frightened and they say, I'm going to be 30. And I'm like, good, because people will start to take you seriously at 30. Don't be afraid of that. And each decade makes you wiser. And you know, when you're young, you're full of promise. But as you get older, you're full of accomplishment and you're the fulfillment of the promise. And there's a certain loveliness to that and a certain confidence it gives you, but also a hunger for more new things. So life is such a gift. It keeps unfolding like a flower with more and more petals open. It's just magical.
You have a way of positioning your horoscope write-ups each month, almost like a little bit of a mental health coach. And we always love that you're reassuring the reader, despite what the reader says, that it's all going to be okay.
It's because things go toward good. When you see bad things in the world, and we're seeing some bad things in the world right now, some really horrifying things. But like when you think of Hitler, and it looked like no one would be able to stop him, he got stopped and things went back to normal. And when we had the crash in 2008 and it looked like the end of the world, it went back to normal.
You're amazing. We love you. You guys make sure go to Astrology Zone. Her website is incredible. Her Instagram is insightful. She's written 11 best-selling books. Her kit is so good. She's a capsule with the beauty season. It's all amazing products that she's picked out. And there's nothing better than a four-month forecast of astrology and all your signs. We loved having you on.
Thank you so much.
Honestly, you're amazing. You guys, that is a wrap on Lipstick on the Rim. Susan Miller, check her out. Astrology Zone.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Ryan, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.